several members of Congress have gotten together to create a transgender equality task force, and that task force is going to work to focus attention around the issue of transgender violence, transgender employment, discrimination, and really try to bring a focus on those public policies that need to happen in order to create economic opportunity, to provide safety, and to really move the types of programs and assistance that will help transgender people become full citizens, have access to full citizenship rights and economic opportunities.
So will the group be recommending legislative action?
The members of Congress who are working on this are members that are very interested in figuring out how to proceed with legislative action. One of those bills would be the Equality Act, which would provide comprehensive non-discrimination protections for employment, housing, credit, education, public spaces and public services, jury service, and other areas in federal law. Right now, many people are surprised to learn that in most states, there is no state protections on any of those in any of those categories for sexual orientation or gender identity. It's something that we really need to have a federal solution for. You know, fortunately, Illinois has statewide protections on these area on these issues, but so many other states, more than half the states, don't have any protection. In addition, you know, there are really serious issues around homelessness. 40% of homeless youth identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, which is really just an incredible number. That points to the kind of family rejection that meant too many LGBT youth face when they come out to their families and their families reject them or ostracize them. They end up on the street. Also, transgender and gay, lesbian, bisexual kids face bullying and harassment in school, which can really alienate them, clearly results in significant absenteeism, and, you know, in worst-case scenarios, ends up having them drop out of school, drop out of the system, and end up on the street and looking for ways to survive there, which create all kinds of negative outcomes, both in the short term and certainly in the long term for their lives.
So we know that Congressman from Illinois, Mike Quigley, is involved in getting behind the Transgender Equality Task Force.
Mm-hmm.
Who else will be involved with this?
Sure. Well, we have members from across the country who are interested, and Mike Quigley has been a tremendous leader on LGBT issues, and we're really excited that he is one of the members who've joined the Equality Task Force. It's chaired by Congressman Mike Honda from California, who has a transgender granddaughter, and so he has been a tremendous champion on this. But it also includes, you know, civil rights leaders like Eleanor Holmes Norton from the District of Columbia, Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts, who has really taken a leadership role in the brief time he's been in Congress. Ileana Ross-Leighton, who's a Republican member from Florida, who has also been a leader on these issues, and many other members.
And so we mentioned you're with the Human Rights Campaign. Can you speak to any specific measures that your group is looking at lobbying for?
You know, we really think that comprehensive non-discrimination protections are absolutely essential. You know, if people are afraid of being fired from their job, are able to be denied housing, are denied credit, these are really both stigmatizing but also create real harms. And so non-discrimination protections are essential, and the Equality Act is the way to achieve that at the federal level. But in addition, we're working on other issues to try to address the epidemic of transgender violence and the lack of opportunity. So the runaway homeless youth have extensive services that the federal government funds. We need more resources for those programs, and so we're working on that. And in addition, we have to ensure that those programs don't discriminate against LGBT youth and that the service providers provide the kind of services that are culturally competent. In addition, one of the challenges that transgender folks face, just like other people do, is domestic violence and sexual assault. And so those programs, it's really important that the extensive network of programs that have been established to address sexual assault and domestic violence and intimate partner violence really are able to ensure that transgender people have access to that network of services. Too often, trans women have been turned away when facing domestic violence or sexual assault, and that's just not an acceptable outcome. They're victims and need access to those services.
So we know that obviously gay marriage, for example, is passed mm-hmm. federally. Illinois did it a little bit before that happened. Mm-hmm. But what about gains specifically for transgender people? Or have you seen gains for that demographic over the last few years?
Well, we're certainly seeing a period where awareness of the very existence of transgender people has been, you know, moving throughout our culture. And so people are much more aware that transgender people exist, are beginning to understand the challenges that trans people face, and are increasingly accepting of transgender people. You know, we recently did some research, and about 20% of people know someone who's transgender. That's up from, you know, a much, much lower number just a few years ago. But we asked similar questions about sexual orientation, and you know, you have more than 90% who know someone who is gay, lesbian, or bisexual. So, you know, part of this is an awareness issue, and that awareness is really important. You know, you have high-profile transgender people coming out and telling their stories publicly, Caitlyn Jenner, for example. You also have, you know, a lot more appearances in movies and television shows, which really help educate people about who transgender people are, what their lives are like. And, you know, the more people are exposed to different experiences and different people, you know, that does breed acceptance. But at the same time, you know, as there's more visibility, there's also, you know, reaction to that and violence that can happen. And so as transgender people come out and are more visible, they're also potentially more susceptible to violence, and particularly bias motivated violence, where it's based on people who have an animus or a fear of transgender people. And when they, you know, take action in a violent way, it's not just to harm that individual transgender person, but it's really to send fear throughout the entire community. And so it's really important to take that on as bias-motivated crime and take it seriously, ensure those crimes are investigated. One of the things that we're really proud of is passage of the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act in 2009, which gives the federal government a role in addressing bias-motivated violence against the transgender community, as well as the gay, lesbian, bisexual community. And that provides a federal backstop so that local jurisdictions that are not taking those crimes seriously have the FBI and the U.S. Justice Department right there at their back, looking over their shoulder, saying, hey, if you're not going to take this crime seriously, we will.
And then finally, any pushback expected? We're talking about legislation federally here. We know that Congress is GOP-led. Does that make a difference?
We're always worried that there are members of Congress who would like to roll back LGBT equality that exists and would like to, you know, stop any advances in their track. And so we do have those opponents in Congress. You know, there are proposals out there that, you know, we think are harmful. There's also proposals in state legislatures. Just across the border north of you in Wisconsin, my home state, the legislature just considered a bill that would restrict access to restrooms for transgender youth in schools. And, you know, this type of legislation is harmful. And, you know, we certainly fight it all the time.